one of our regular guests on the programme, Professor Kevin Mortimer, who's a reader in respiratory medicine at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Kevin, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us once again.
Good morning. Happy to be with you. Good morning. Yep.
How are things at Aintree Hospital at the moment where you work? Well, from when we spoke last, how's the past week been?
Overall, we are winning. We're continuing to see that the patients that we've been looking after with COVID-19 many of them have been improving very nicely. And a lot of our attention is now moving to try to edge back to a new kind of normal and to make sure that people with other kinds of health conditions that who maybe haven't been looking after those quite as well as they might have normally done are getting all the care and attention that they need from the outpatients.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a big thing, Kevin, hasn't it, over the past 10 days or so, where, you know, health expert, NHS, the government have said, well, look, we know you're staying away, because this time last year we had so many people who came in with strokes or heart attacks or other issues, and they don't disappear overnight. And they were staying away for a couple of reasons. We don't want to bombard the health service because we know you're chocker at the moment. And one of the other reasons was, I don't want to go there in case I catch the virus.
No, that's exactly right. And I think the message that went out to try and protect the NHS, the NHS has been protected, but the NHS is also there for people at their time of need. And that's and it's not just about COVID. So there's now a lot, lots and lots of effort going into making sure that those services are there and functioning as best as possible for those other conditions, including doing things like making the most of telephone consultations, for example.
That's going to be the new thing, really, isn't it? We're going to see more and more of that now because we had no choice, really, did we? You know, we're a video consultation or a phone consultation with your GP or, you know, your surgeon or whoever. That we'll see a lot more of that as we move into this new world, if you like.
That's right, and actually, it may be one of those things that's an enduring benefit. Because although this has been horrible, there are lots of things that we've learned through this process, and there'll be some things that we'll have learned. Well, actually, doing things a bit differently maybe is better in certain circumstances. And actually, the telephone consultations I've been doing this week for the patients I look after with asthma have actually, I think, gone very well. They're certainly much better than not having consultations at all. And there are various benefits, including the patients who don't need to make trips up to the hospital, and sure, they can crack on with what they're doing until they get a call from somebody like me.
let's move on to this trial. What's your reaction to the news that they're about to start a clinical trial with this anti-malarial drug that kind of came to the fore early this week when Donald Trump said, yeah, I've been taking that now for a couple of weeks every day. So what's your reaction to that, Kevin?
It's really, really important that these new possible options for preventing and treating any disease, but in this specific example, COVID-19, are evaluated to the highest possible scientific standards. And one of the best possible ways of doing this is by way of a placebo-controlled, randomized controlled trial like this one. So it's so important to do it that way. What really is not helpful, and dare I say foolish, is just to proceed with a treatment on the basis that maybe it would work, because of course anything that we try, including these the treatments that are being evaluated in this trial, could have side effects, and they can be very dangerous as well. So really important that the benefits and also the risks are evaluated at the same time in a carefully controlled way.
So it's not helpful. I mean, we had an incident a couple of weeks ago with the what was it? It was the disinfectant story as well, wasn't it? When President Trump, you know, stood up and said, you know, inject disinfectant, and you could see the medical person who was at the press conference was just, you know, looking very sheepish there. Yeah, it's when it comes from somebody like somebody in a position of responsibility, in a position of power, just to randomly say something like that in a press conference. I mean, you know, you must have your head in your hands when you hear things like that.
Yeah, so I guess it's notable that Donald Trump hasn't elected to inject himself with bleach or disinfectants, because I suspect that would be a very quick way for the United States of America to need a new president. Yeah. It's really, really ill-advised to give such recommendations. Under no circumstances should anything like that go anywhere near the inside of your body. And that kind of intervention certainly would never need to feature in a randomised controlled trial. We can see from the instructions on the bottle of bleach, for example, that anything along those kinds of lines would be incredibly foolish.
Well, they have the childproof locks on the top for a reason, don't they?
That's, reason.
Yeah, exactly. The pandemic's undoubtedly become the focus, but does that mean the work of a lot of doctors and scientists do for other illnesses at the moment? Not on hold, but there's a lot of that work gone on the back burner for the moment while we try to deal with trying to find a vaccine, for example.
Well, I think we've seen scientific endeavour and NHS and health services all powering up and rallying resources to address this specific problem. But many of the other world's problems, health problems, remain. And it's really, really important that we don't neglect them and allow those to spiral out of control. I guess there may be two examples that I'd give. One is tuberculosis, that in fact, approximately for every one person who's died of COVID-19 over this period, two people will have died from tuberculosis around the world. But of course, that's something of a silent pandemic, but actually a really dangerous one. It's also a respiratory disease. It's highly transmissible. It's associated with high rates of antibiotic resistance. It can be difficult to treat. And another big one, which is also respiratory related, is pneumonia in children under the age of 5. Thankfully, they've been spared COVID-19, but around the world over this period, about the same kind of number of people who have died from COVID-19 will have died under the age of 5 from pneumonia.
Indeed, it's all about perspective, really, isn't it, Kevin? I'm going to let you go, but just before I do, I know you've been you've been working hard. You and a lot of your colleagues have worked in Malawi. You've been running the distance to Malawi around where you live in a team to raise funds there as well. While all this has been going on, how's that been going for you?
Oh, yes, great. So this is somewhat inspired by Tom Moore. A bunch of us have got into groups and we've been running the distance to Malawi. This week, we've all been arriving after this 5,000-mile run around Liverpool. And this is to raise funds for the research and the resilience efforts, particularly focused on the health needs of Malawi, one of the world's poorest countries. And anyone who would like to support that, there's a fundraising page on the LSTM website.
Kevin, give our best to all your colleagues and thanks for everything that you're doing at the moment. And it's always great just to talk about the facts and get things into perspective as well. But thanks for coming on once again, Kevin. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye now.
You're welcome. There's Professor Kevin Mortimer. Was he find the time?
I know. Doing this?
Makes
I'm
you feel really bad.
As well.
Doesn't it? Makes you feel really bad.
I know. There he is, such an expert in his field, and he's doing fundraising as well.
There you go. Well done. Thanks. I'm going to do a presenter school radio.